I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, security alerts remain in place for travelers to several European countries. The warnings follow reports that terrorists may be plotting a series of attacks on cities in Germany, France, and Britain, similar to the assault on Mumbai, India in 2008. One of these countries, Germany, is downplaying the warnings. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
France is the latest country to issue a travel alert. The foreign ministry posted a warning on its website late last night, urging French citizens who travel to Britain to take extra precautions because of a high risk of a terrorist attack. That followed a U.S. alert on Sunday, warning Americans to be cautious when traveling to Europe. Britain raised its threat level to high for citizens going to Germany and France. But today, Germany's Interior Minister, Thomas de Maizière, suggested in an interview with German public radio he thinks the warnings are overblown. He said there's no doubt that Germany is a target for terrorists, but he said he's not aware of any concrete immediate attack plans. Maizière added that all this talk about the possibility of attacks plays into the hands of terrorists by creating fear. But State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley told the BBC that the warnings are warranted.
I think the activities that we've seen in recent hours and recent days demonstrates once again the ongoing threat that we face. And I think it certainly justifies the warning that we have given to our citizens and other European countries have echoed to their citizens. This is an evolving threat. This is an adversary that does learn on an ongoing basis.
Security experts say Europe does face an elevated threat of a terrorist attack. What they can't agree on is what the public should be told about it. Of the three countries named as potential targets in the latest alleged terror plot, Germany was considered most at risk. But German media commentators say the government's attitude of relaxed vigilance is the right one. One newspaper wrote that the recent warnings are reminiscent of what it called the terror panic caused by the Bush administration when it changed security levels almost every week. French terrorism expert Mathieu Guider says governments are tailoring their messages on the current terror threat to fit with internal politics. In the case of Germany, that involves the unpopularity of the Afghanistan war.
I think that the German government, if he begins to communicate on the threat and on the importance of the threat there, it will make the public opinion return and ask for the German government to remove from Afghanistan.
Guider says the French and U.S. governments may also be using warnings to promote their political interests. He points out that President Nicolas Sarkozy may want to deflect attention from a summer of scandals, and President Obama's party is facing a tough challenge in next month's midterm elections. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.